Yeah, tonight we're going to continue our Bible study on time. The Lord was speaking to me at time. Tonight I'm going to talk about the fullness of time. And our text tonight is from Ephesians 1. So if you have your Bibles open with me. Ephesians 1, verse number 9. The Word of God says, having made known unto us the mystery of his will, according to his good pleasure, which he had purposed in himself, that in the dispensation of the fullness of God, we might gather together in one all things in Christ, both which are in heaven and which are on earth, and whom also we have obtained an inheritance, being predestinated, according to the purpose of him who worketh all things after the counsel of his own will, that we should be to the praise of his glory, who first trusted in Christ. But tonight I want to focus our attention on verse number 10, that in the dispensation of the fullness of times, he might gather together in one all things in Christ, both which are in heaven and which are on earth, even in him. When you think of, when you hear the word dispensation, what comes to your mind? Anyone? Huh? A dispenser, okay. Something that's been dispensed, okay. Anybody else? In the Greek, and what the word is being spoken in the dispensation, it's the ending of a time. Dispensation is a time system, a season, and the season is over. And what the Lord is speaking about, the Mosaic season was ending and Christ was being established. Now, God still has a remnant of the Jews, but he was opening up the door for the Gentiles. When he says in the fullness of time, the fullness was a representation of that error being shut, and now there's a new dispensation or a new time that's beginning, okay? So first we want to look at, in the word tonight, the fullness of the first thing is the fullness to believe, to step into the fullness of this time and this dispensation or this era, it's important to believe. And Mark chapter 1, verse number 15. Jesus said, in saying, the time is fulfilled and the kingdom of God is at hand. Repent and believe the gospel. Now, this dispensation or this time is repent and believe. Repent. What does it mean to repent? Doing the 180. Amen? Reverse. I was going this direction. Now I'm going to turn around. I'm going to follow another. And believe. What's possible? All things are possible to them that what? Believes. Amen. So when the Lord is opening up this door for you and us, it's to believe, to become. Okay? In other words, if you do not have revelation of who you are in Christ Jesus, you'll have a hard time serving the Lord. You'll have a really difficult time serving him. Because we go through adversity. The Apostle Paul, writing to his student Titus in Titus chapter 1. He says in verse number 2, he says, in hope of eternal life, which God that cannot lie promised before the world began,
This wasn't no surprise to God. God foresaw this from the beginning. Amen. He knew exactly who would come. He knows who's going to answer the call. He knows everything we're going to do. He sees the beginning to the end and everything in between. Amen. So when we look at this thing, oh man, I surprised God when I did. No. You may have surprised someone else in your neighborhood, but you didn't surprise God. God is all-knowing and all-seeing. But he says in verse number 3, but have in due times manifested the word through preaching, which is committed unto me according to the commandment of God our Savior. So we're looking at this time, this new dispensation of time is being manifested by the preaching of the gospel. Jesus said, and Paul said in Romans, go preach the gospel. Jesus said, go preach the gospel to every creature. He that believes and is baptized shall be saved. He that believeth not shall be damned. In my name you shall cast out devils. You shall speak with new tongues. You shall take up serpents. If you drink any deadly thing, it shall not harm you. You shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. And this is the gospel dispensation. This is the season that we are in. So we find to believe, to become, to bestow. And in Hebrews chapter 9, the writer of Hebrews speaking about Jesus in verse 26, he said, for them must he often have suffered since the foundation of the world, but now once in the end of the world have he appeared to put away sin by the sacrifice of himself. Don't forget Jesus. It says in the beginning was the Word was with God, the Word was God, the same was in the beginning with God. Amen. Jesus became flesh and dwelt among us in verse 14, but he was with God at the very beginning. In Genesis, Jesus was the spoken word. When God spoke, Jesus is the word. He says, and as it is appointed unto men once to die, and after this the judgment, so Christ was once offered to bear the sins of many. Unto them that look for him shall he appear a second time without sin unto salvation. And that's another fullness of time. That's another dispensation of time. But we're in the time in between. Say we're in the time in between. We're in the time in between his ascension and his return. Amen. Just like the Jews were in that season with the Mosaic law until it was fulfilled in Christ Jesus, was the dispensation of time. So in that fullness, then the window was opened for the Gentiles. Remember in Romans 11, the Apostle Paul says the natural branch, speaking of the Jews, was broken off. So the unnatural branch, which is the Gentile, be grafted in. And how much more will he graft back in that natural branch? Amen. And so we find in the tribulation period, there's going to be witnesses on this earth. There'd be 12,000 from each tribe. So he has a remnant with the 144,000. Amen. So he also says, and secondly, I was looking at the framing. When I was thinking about a frame, you know, you look at a building that's framed or your vehicle has a frame underneath of it. But I was looking at us, our stature, our frame. All of us are have a frame, okay? We say, what is our frame? Our frame is our skeleton that forms our body. And so we've been all framed and put into a family, okay? And Romans chapter 12, and verse number 4, he says, for as we have many members in one body, and all members have not the same office, so we being many are one body in Christ, and every one members one of another. Amen. And there's a Holy Ghost connection that the God does in the Spirit in the body of Christ. But we have issues. If my body doesn't react to my brain, let's say my brain is the spirit, my body doesn't react, or a part doesn't react, there's something that's lacking is why I can't fulfill and do everything we're called to do. But when we're all flowing in the Spirit of God and we're all different parts and we're flowing together, then God manifests himself and God is glorified in and through his body. And yet, the body doesn't have anything to do with personalities. It doesn't have to do with anybody's background. It doesn't matter where you came from. The Holy Ghost is the connector. And the Holy Ghost makes the connection. If I'm trying to make the connection of my own strip, what I'm trying to do, if I'm going to do it on my thing, I'm going to find someone that has like interest as myself. Amen. They kind of like the same thing because I want to hang out with them. But God does something totally different. He connects you to people that you don't have any common interest together, but you can flow together because it's the Spirit of God that's doing it. It's not you. Amen. That's why the Apostle Paul would say also, the fixture I have here in 1 Corinthians chapter 12. 1 Corinthians 12, verse number 12. He says, "For as the body is one and have many members, and all the members of that one body being many are one body, so also is Christ. For by one Spirit are we all baptized into one body, whether we be Jews or Gentiles, whether we be bond or free, and have been all made to drink into one Spirit. For the body is not one member, but many." In other words, the Apostle Paul was eliminating the differences, because if you look at the Word of God, the Jew would not have anything to do with the Gentile. The Jew looked at the Gentile as heathens. So I got called that when I was a kid, when I didn't pray for my food. My daddy would say, my father was a preacher, he would say, "Y'all act like a bunch of heathens." But what's important for us to realize in these last days, as God's calling many from the north, the south, east, and the west, that there's going to be all kinds of different personalities, there's going to be all kinds of different backgrounds, but we're all going to be unified together by one Spirit. There's only one Spirit, the Holy Spirit. Amen. So he says for us also, there's the faith. In Ephesians chapter 4, Ephesians 4, verse number 11, the apostle writes, he says, "And he gave some apostles and some evangelists," "some apostles and some prophets and some evangelists, and some pastors and teachers," for what? "For the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ," for what? "Till we all come in the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God unto a perfect man, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ." Amen. In other words, he is the one that's going to bring it all together. Amen. He is the connector. Amen. That connects all the parts. We used to have a game we played as children. It was called Operation. Anybody remember the game? And you touch it and the nose lit up, and amen. So we find that we're all called into the family, okay? Into the family of God. Now I want you to understand something with me. I want you to get a hold of something. It's so important that you get this. In Baskin-Robbins ice cream, there's like 28 or 32, I think there's 32 flavors of ice cream they have. Could have grew by now, I don't know. But there was 32 flavors of ice cream. And even though they all had different flavors, they all had one common denominator, was the milk. And in the body of Christ, there's all kinds of flavors. There's Baptist, there's Presbyterian, there's Episcopal, there's, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter the denomination or what. There's all kinds of flavors, but they all have the same milk, and the milk is Christ Jesus. Amen? So when we focus on what we have in common versus what we don't have in common, all of a sudden we can grow and minister together in such a way. And if we make it about Christ and not about us, then Christ will be magnified in and through us to others. So when we're looking at this family, first, to be in this family, it's important to receive. And John 1:12, the beloved writes this. He says, "But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name." What is the gospel? Repent and believe. Repent and believe. Change directions and believe. So to relate this, the Apostle Paul says in 2 Corinthians chapter 6, he reminds them about not being unequally yoked with unbelievers. He says in verse 17, "Wherefore come out from among them and be separate, saith the Lord, and touch not the unclean thing, and I will receive you, and I will be a father unto you, and you shall be my sons and daughters, saith the Lord Almighty." Now, what we were talking about the dispensation of the fullness of times. We're talking about an era that was ending and a new dispensation or a new season was starting, where this is the time of the Gentiles. Amen. This is our time. Amen. This is our season. So he says to us to redeem us. But he reminds us in Galatians, turn with me to Galatians chapter 4. Galatians 4. The Apostle Paul writes about this. In verse number 4, he said, "But when the fullness of the time was come, God sent forth his Son, made of a woman, made under the law, to redeem them that were under the law, that we might receive adoption of sons. And because you are sons, God hath sent forth the Spirit of his Son into your hearts, crying, Abba, Father. Wherefore thou art no more a servant, but a son, and if a son, then an heir of God through Christ." So what the Lord was saying to us tonight is simply that, hey, this is the fullness of time. This is our season. And we're not to miss our season. Amen. Because I believe this is our time for the Gentile now. And I think when that trumpet sounds, it's the time for the Jew and not for the Gentile. Amen? I believe this is our time. And the fullness of time, we find that that's important to believe, to become, to bestow to others. The framing that we're the family of God. We're the fixture. We're fixed and by faith. And as this family, we receive by the Spirit of God to relate to others and to remind ourselves that we've been redeemed from the curse of the law by Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. So when you say dispensation in your Bible or the fullness of time, the Mosaic time, the door was shut. The season or the time for the Gentiles was opened up. And just as he said in Romans 11, now, and believe me, even in the midst of this, there are still Jews that are going to come to Jesus in the midst of this. That doesn't mean that there is no Jews coming. There's Jews coming to the Jesus all over the world, okay? So we're not saying, but we're talking about the fullness of the Jew itself, the whole family. The whole family is coming back to the Lord. Amen. Amen. And the fullness of time. And during that time of Jacob's trouble, the Bible says that 3.5 years will be a trying time. Amen. But what the Lord is saying to me, this is our season for us to arise. This is our season to share the gospel. You know, I had an opportunity the other day to let another man, the Lord, Rich, hopefully he'll be here Sunday. Amen. The Lord's always ministering to people, but we have to open our mouth boldly to make known the mystery of the gospel. They're not going to come to Jesus, just come to them. They're going to come to them by the gospel. Everybody know the gospel? Everybody ready to share the gospel? Huh? One of the things the Lord always reminds me, because what bothers most men and women about sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ is the fear of rejection. The fear of rejection. But the Father says, they're not rejecting you, they're rejecting me. So we don't take rejection personally. Amen? The Bible says, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. How shall they call upon him in whom they have not believed? How shall they believe in them in whom they have not heard? How shall they hear without a preacher? And how shall they preach except they be sent? As is written, how beautiful are the feet of them that publish the gospel of peace and bring glad tidings of good things. We have some good news in the world we're in right now. A world that's looking for answers, and we have every answer for every circumstance and every situation. His name is Jesus. Amen? Anybody got something they'd like to share or a thought? Huh? God's word. God's word. God's word. Amen. So when we look at that, now when we look in our Bible and we see a dispensation, we say what? What's that now? What is that speaking to us about? A time, a season. The fullness of that time. Amen. The door was opened for you and I. Amen. I thank God that when God opens the door, no man can shut it. When he shuts one, no one can open it. But I thank God that he's a door opener. Amen. And he wants to open the door of hearts. He says, behold, I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come in. Amen. So he's knocking on hearts' doors all around the world. Amen. Praise God. Let us pray. Father, we're so grateful for your word. We're grateful that you sent it here tonight to accomplish what you sent it here to do. So Father God, I pray, Father God, that we may not just be hearers, but may we be doers of your word. Father God, may we take these things that were spoken tonight, may we meditate upon them, Father God. May we apply them to our hearts and our lives. And one of the things you're speaking to us about tonight, Lord, is revelation knowledge of who we are in you, that we're more than conquerors through Christ who gives us strength. And we can do all things through Christ. So, Father God, we thank you and give you praise and glory that you not only called us, but you anointed us and you gave us your spirit to reside within us, to guide us and direct us, and to be our helper, our very present help in time of need. So, Lord, I pray that you minister to each and every one of us right where we're at. Love us so much that you don't leave us there, but you take us from glory to glory, even as by your spirit. And we'll never cease to give you praise in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.